thank you, Daryl, for that beautiful music. Okay, so our theme for this year is creating a world that works for all. And we're continuing on with that theme today with our title, One Love, One World, One Family. So the idea that we want to incorporate today into our thought system is that there's only one life, the life of God. And that life is being expressed by every human being. So what a wonderful day for us to remember that, Valentine's Day, a day that's dedicated to romantic love, but it originally started out as agape love, which is love for all people. So we must learn to love ourselves before we can see that love and express that love to others. So here's a quote from the Science of Mind textbook by Ernest Holmes. It is a law that the person who sees what he wants to see, regardless of what appears, will someday experience in the outer what he has so faithfully seen in the inner. From selfish reasons alone, if from no loftier reason, we cannot afford to find fault, to hate, or even to hold in mind anything against any living soul. The love of God, the God of love, cannot hear the prayer of one who fails to love. So that very first statement, it's a law that the person who sees what he wants to see, regardless of what appears, will someday experience in the outer what he has so faithfully seen in the inner. In the inner, was expressed in a little kind of a silly way by a teacher of mine that I'd like to share with you. They said, when you believe more in what you don't see than what you do see, then what you don't see, you won't see, and what you do see, that what you don't see, you will see, and what you do see, you won't see. Okay, let me say it again, because I kind of got it mixed up. When you believe more in what you don't see than what you do see, then what you don't see, you will see, and what you do see, you won't see. Yes. You see? Okay, so in other words, we are to see and reflect what we want to see in the world, not necessarily what is showing up at the level of manifestation. So the way to see God's love everywhere is to see our oneness with all people and with all of life, breaking down barriers that keep us isolated from each other. So anytime we open our hearts a little bigger and incorporate more of life, we're breaking down those barriers and we're allowing that love to flow from us and then be received back to us. So in that love, we need to remember to keep on forgiving ourselves as well as forgiving others. No barriers to that. No reason. That doesn't mean that we excuse behavior. We do want to change when we're acting wrongly in some way or hurtfully in some way, but we can still forgive ourselves for the growth that we're going through. I want to acknowledge a statement by Pope Francis, who made this statement during an audience at the Vatican. He said, desire always the salvation of those who offend you. Desire always the salvation of those who offend you. I love that, and I love that Pope. I think he's just such a wonderful ambassador for goodwill and unity in the world. So let me tell you a story now about a young woman named Amy Beale. Some of you may, I'm sure you heard it at the time, you may have forgotten it, but it may come back to you as you hear it. This is a story about Amy Beale and the forgiveness that her parents showed following her death. Amy Beale was a Fulbright scholar, and she was living in Cape Town, Africa, and she was an anti-apartheid proponent. In other words, she was working for oneness for all people. She was helping. And one day in August of 1993, on the way to take her friend home to where she lived, she was attacked by an angry mob of black youth who forced her out of the car and stabbed and stoned her to death. Now, it wasn't the only thing that happened that day on that road. That was an afternoon of great unrest, and many delivery trucks were, stones were thrown at, and any white person driving through there was attacked by these angry youth. Well, at the trial that they had for her shortly after that, a book written about it said that the supporters of the three men who were accused of murdering her burst out laughing in the public gallery of the Supreme Court when a witness told how the battered woman groaned in pain. So four people were convicted of killing her. And in 1998, 5 years after the incident, all were pardoned by South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission when they stated that their actions had been politically motivated. Amy Beale's family supported the release of the men, and her father shook their hands afterwards, stating, "The most important vehicle of reconciliation is open and honest dialogue. We are here to reconcile a human life which has been taken without an opportunity for dialogue. When we're finished with this process, we must move forward with linked arms." So in 1994, a year after her death, her parents, Linda and Peter, founded the Amy Beale Foundation Trust to develop and empower youth in those townships in order to discourage further violence. Two of the men who had been convicted in her murder worked in this foundation as part of its program. And in 1999, Beale's parents were honored with a humanitarian award. And in 1998, Nelson Mandela said in his speech when he was accepting the Congressional Gold Medal, he said, "Among those we remember today is Amy Beale. She made our aspirations her own and lost her life in the turmoil of our transition as the new South Africa struggled to be born in the dying moments of apartheid. Through her, our people have also shared the pain of confronting a terrible past as we take the path towards the reconciliation and healing of our nation." So that certainly was a way that her parents showed forgiveness, and everyone concerned showed forgiveness. So why am I telling you this story this morning? Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to be aware that we all have forgiveness to do in our lives, whether it's personal, whether it's cultural, racial, whether it's gender-related, whatever it is, we all have times when we have been hurt and we have to give forgiveness as well as accept forgiveness of ourselves for our own actions and part in anything that has happened. So the legend of St. Valentine is linked with romantic love. And the reason for this is that the Roman law of that particular time in the 200s was such that people were not allowed to be married because the Roman law said that only single men could be drafted and they needed to build up their Roman forces. So they would not allow people to be married. But St. Valentine defied that law. And he married people anyway. Well, for this crime, he was imprisoned and set to be executed by beheading. And when he was waiting his execution, he healed the jailer's daughter who was blind. And in his last note to her, he signed it, "From your Valentine." And so he was executed February the 14th, 269. And so as a result, we celebrate Valentine's Day on that day. So our very nature is love. And what better way to remember this than on Valentine's Day? Because when we're conscious of our own unity with Source, we see everyone else through the eyes of love. We don't have barriers set up that excludes anyone for any reason. So I'd like to read to you a few passages from an essay titled "May I Remember" by Kimberly Edwards. I'm not going to share the whole thing because it's too long, but at the end of the service, our ushers are going to pass out copies of this for you to take home with you that you can read it in its entirety. But here are a few parts of it that I'd like to share. God, I find myself brokenhearted by the hatred I see all around me. So I ask that I may never forget that behind every brown, yellow, red, black, or white face, there's a family like mine, and souls trying to live in a world that often tells them that they are less than or unworthy, aliens that are not wanted. May I never lose sight of the soul behind each face, the souls of your children. May I never forget that behind every homeless person, there's a story that may be so familiar to me as to be uncomfortable. May I never be comfortable until there are no more homeless faces seeking a kind word or an opportunity or just a smile and a little love. May I never forget that I count as treasures the friends who stand beside me, encouraging, loving, supporting, and accepting me through word and deed. Sometimes just being available. Sometimes through prayer. Sometimes through sacrifice of their own. Let me never take them for granted and always see them as the blessing you meant them to be, and do my very best to love them as they have loved me. May I never forget that when I see actions or hear words that mean harm to the other, that I will not stand still or be quiet in the face of injustice, cruelty, racism, and I will call out behavior that seeks to harm my neighbor. To always see in each face the potential of a child of God, no matter how I might disagree with the manner or actions. To protect those who are being shunned, criticized, or even threatened because they are considered different. That I do all I can to give my children and grandchildren an example of the power and light of your love in my life. That I always do my very best to be a light for your world, to honor and respect each individual I meet, no matter our differences, that I grow into the person you wish me to be. Amen. Okay, so through loving and forgiving all sentient beings, we do create a world that works for all. And it starts with loving ourselves. We have to love ourselves enough to allow that love to flow forth. I was reading an editorial in the Dothan Eagle just yesterday that spoke of the duty of people who say they love God to, in that love, include all political factions, all factions in the world. And this would even include ISIS. We have a lot of hate, we have a lot of anger, a lot of violent feelings in our mass consciousness towards this group. And I think we're only contributing to that violence by contributing to think that way. So although we don't approve of the actions or the manner in which the struggle is being expressed, I think we can still embrace all people with that love, that forgiveness, and that understanding. And that's one way that we can bring further love into our world. So I'd like to challenge us in that area. So Buddha said, if your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. Really? So is your compassion including yourself? Every human being on this planet is placed here to accomplish the task of loving themselves. Our mission, our task, is to love ourselves while we're here. So today, as part of our Valentine celebration, I'd like to include a ceremony of taking sacred vows of to love and honor ourselves. So we're going to have a wedding this morning, or perhaps a recommitment ceremony for loving and honoring ourselves. So let me get ready. Okay, so dearly beloved, we are gathered here this morning to pledge our undying support and love to ourselves. So would you please stand and hold your own hands this way or this way, however you want. Hold your hands, and I'll say a statement, and your answer is, I do. Do you promise to love and honor yourself, remembering that you are a divine creation unlike any other? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise to treat yourself with kindness and compassion, remembering to forgive yourself for anything you've ever done, no matter how long ago? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise to allow yourself time to do the things you love, to spend time alone and in nature, and to just have complete down days where you do absolutely nothing? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise to trust your intuition and your inner guidance above all outside authority, knowing that in so doing, you are listening to the voice of God? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise to open your heart and let your love flow out into all the world, and then leave your heart open so that that love can flow right back to you? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Okay, you may release your hands. Believing in the sincerity of your promises to yourself, by the authority vested in me as spiritual director of the Spiritual Enrichment Center, I now declare you one with your innermost being, now and forevermore. You may give yourself a big hug. Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Okay, and now we're going to have a prayer for the end of our service, and then our ushers are going to pass out to you a wedding gift. Okay, let's just go with them now in prayer and recognition of that divine power of love that we allow to flow in our lives completely, unrestricted in every way, surrounding ourselves and all others with this unconditional love of the divine. I am so grateful that we have today to remember love, that we have so many things to remember and celebrate today, that we're celebrating President's Day as we honor the presidents who have served in our country. We celebrate Black History Day, recognizing the accomplishments and the great benefit and things that our African American citizens contribute to our lives, to our country, to our world. We are so grateful that we have so many different ways to express that love. Thank you, Divine Spirit. We are truly blessed, and so it is. Amen. And now our ushers, if you will come forth, they'll give you a copy of the May I Remember essay. I knew better than to pass it out when I was reading it, because I've been a teacher long enough to know you'd just be reading it. So they're going to pass that out to you along with a wedding gift. Mm-hmm.
This song is called Affirmation Rock. I want y'all to help me out now. This is an everybody song. Here I go. I am a powerful, creative, spiritual being. I am a powerful, creative, spiritual being. The universe is all in his life. Oh Lord. I can create anything I want this life. Universe. The universe is on my side, and I am love. I am love. The universe is on my side, and I am love. I am love. Are a powerful, creative, spiritual being. You are a powerful, creative, spiritual being. You can create anything. can create anything you want this life. The universe is on your side. We are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. Yes, we are. We are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. We can create anything we want in this life. We are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. We are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. We can create anything we want in this life. The universe is on our side, and we are love. The universe is on our side, and we are love. We are one. We are love. 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 We are love.